Hello everybody, welcome back to Story Guard, the home of stories. Today's story is again about Anansi and how he got the people stories. But before we begin, be sure to name drop us anywhere you can. We are a brand new podcast and we need your help to grow. Now, on to the story. Anansi and the Sky God Stories. Anansi lived in a small town. Even though it was small, it had many people in it. In those days, people used to work all day and sleep when the sun set. But even though they were happy, they were bored. They did not have anything to pass their time. Anansi, as you know, was the spider god and the god of trickery. Seeing the people so bored, he wanted to help them. He told himself that he needed stories for the people. He knew only one person who owned all the stories in the world, and that was Nayami, the sky god. So, he built a web and shot himself up into Nayami's palace.
"Ah, Anansi, hello!" said Nayami, seeing Anansi.
Anansi said,
"Nayami, the people need stories. They are bored and they have nothing to do."
Now, all the stories in the world were kept in a chest, and that chest was in possession of Nayami. He always kept it next to him, and even though Anansi was the god of trickery, there was no way he could just steal it. Nayami laughed.
"Anansi, I would not give you the stories for free. You will have to do something for me."
"Anything, anything," said Anansi.
"Okay," said Nayami. "What I want is a nest full of the most fiery hornets, the stealthiest leopard, a fairy, and the longest snake. If you can get them to me, I will give you the stories."
"Consider it done," said Anansi and went back to his town. Now, Anansi had no idea how he would do this. So, he went back to his house and asked his wife. Now, his wife was much smarter than him. So, together they hatched a plan to get everything the sky god wanted. First, they decided to get the hornets as they were the easiest to get. They took an empty gourd and went to where the hive of the fieriest hornets stayed. He approached them.
"Anansi, what do you want?" buzzed the hornets.
Anansi said,
"I have come here for nothing, but I am here to warn you that the rains are upon us."
And from behind, Anansi's wife sprinkled some water onto the hives. Now, if you don't know, hornets hate water. And when they saw the water coming down, they panicked.
"Don't panic, hornets," said Anansi. "Here, I have this empty gourd. You can come inside it and hide. And once the rain goes away, we will give you back your hive."
The hornets quietly went into the empty gourd, and Anansi sealed it.
"One down, three to go," said Anansi's wife.
Now, they went to get the snake. Since they knew that the snake's weakness was his pride and his vanity, they went to the part of the forest where he was and started arguing.
"No, wife, that is surely not the longest snake. No snake can ever be that long." "I'm telling you, husband, 100%, that is the longest snake."
Now, the snake, hearing Anansi and his wife fighting like this about him, came out in the open.
"Yes, it's true,"
said the snake.
"I am the longest snake
in the forest. No, I did not believe you, said Anansi. But if you can do this test for me, then I can believe you. Anything, said the snake. Anansi pulled out a long stick and said, Now, if you can lie across this, right next to it, and if you are as long or longer than the stick, then I will admit it. Now, close your eyes while I measure you. The snake slithered next to the stick and sat down and closed his eyes. He was much longer than the stick, and this was exactly what Anansi had hoped. He took a piece of rope from his pocket and tied the snake to the stick. And now the snake was trapped.
Now only two more to go, said the wife.
They next went to get the leopard. Now the leopard was not vain at all, so it would be very difficult to get him. Anansi sat near a rock and took out a meal. It was fresh meat, which was exactly the thing that the leopard loved. His wife hid behind a nearby bush. Now, the leopard, smelling the meat, came towards Anansi. He came from Anansi's back and ran in to pounce onto him and take the meat. But just before he could pounce, he fell into the ground. What had happened was, before Anansi sat down, he and his wife had dug a hole behind Anansi and covered it up with leaves, just the spot where the leopard usually pounces.
Let me go, said the leopard. I will not spare you. I will eat you.
Now Anansi took a net and tied it around the leopard.
Now, the only one left and the hardest one of all.
They went towards a secluded spot. Now, it is really difficult to capture fairies because they are only visible to children. But their weakness is they love yams a lot. So, Anansi and his wife made a straw child and put a meal of yams in his hands. They left the child sitting on the rock. Shortly after, the fairy arrived.
Hello, child, said the fairy. I see you are eating yams. Could I have some?
The child, being one of straw, did not answer.
Did you not hear me? Can you give me some yams?
Said the fairy, getting a little irritated now. Again, the child did not respond.
You ridiculous child! You are being really rude. Come on, give me some.
The child did not answer again. Now, the fairy, getting angry, aimed a punch at the child. Her punch landed on the yam. And the yam was extremely sticky, so her hand was stuck fast in it.
Leave me, child, leave me!
She said and punched with her other hand. Again, the hand got stuck. Now, Anansi and his wife came out of the bush and went towards the fairy.
Hello, Anansi. Please free me.
No, we will not free you, said Anansi's wife.
We have to capture you.
No, you cannot capture me, said the fairy.
Oh, don't worry. It's for a good cause, said Anansi.
Well, it better be, said the fairy. Wait, no, that's not the point.
Ignoring the fairy, Anansi and his wife took the fairy. Now they had everything the sky god had asked for. Anansi took all four of them and went back into Nayami's palace. Nayami, seeing Anansi, said,
What happened? Come here to give up?
No, Nayami. On the contrary, I have got everything you asked for, said Anansi, putting the four things down At first, he thought that Nayami would get angry and go back on his word. But Nayami just laughed and said, "Here, Anansi, take this chest of stories. You deserve it." Anansi took the chest of stories and spread them far and wide across Africa so that the people would not be bored anymore. The end.
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed the story. If you enjoyed it, be sure to share our podcast. Bye bye for now.